Nearly every major news organization has a Twitter account these days. And a new study at the University of Arizona examines just how effective the microblogging website is at spreading news.
This particular project was about looking at how news agencies use Twitter, how we can actually measure how well they're performing on Twitter, you know, whether they're being very effective or not, how they can improve.
The objective is to make sense of the role Twitter plays within news agencies. Dr. Rahm's study consisted of a dozen major news organizations that use the social media website as one tool for sharing their content. She says her analysis looked beyond the number of followers for each Twitter account.
You can start to see how the number of tweets start dropping off over time. So this graph shows you the lifespan. And so from our sample, we found that New York Times, Mashable, and BBC had the longest lifespan. And some of the shorter lifespans were from Bloomberg, Forbes, and Wired. Now, that's just one metric that you can use to see how you're doing. Just because the lifespan is short doesn't mean you're not doing well, because it may be that lots of people are actually tweeting about you and retweeting your articles, but they're doing it within a short period of time.
Dr. Rahm compiled the data from various news agencies and rendered visual models that reveal patterns for each tweet.
So right here is the first tweet that appeared at the start of that 12-hour period. And now see what happens. Within the first hour you have, within the first 6 minutes actually, you see lots of retweets of that article. And then this is all in the first hour. And then you see there's also people who are independently tweeting the same article. These are not people who are retweeting the Mashable initial tweet.
According to Dr. Rahm, the evolution of a tweet creates ripples across the social media platform and reveals details that could be useful to news organizations.
You also start to see these disconnected people out here. So these are people independently who are tweeting New York Times articles and they are being retweeted. Now, what we also did is we went in and looked at who are these people. Turns out some of these people are reporters who write for New York Times. Others are just people who read articles and they have a very loyal following. Or people actually see their tweets and they retweet those articles. So you start to see these layers. This is what I meant when I said there are ripples that are getting created.
The visual modeling of the Twitter lifespan reveals a certain organic pattern. And according to Rahm, this information could ultimately help guide organizations in maximizing the reach of their content. She says that this is only the beginning of many opportunities to interpret the data that is being collected.
I know that it's generating tons and tons of data, and I've always been interested in managing the data, making use of it, digging through it, mining through it. And so what really motivates me is now that we actually have access to these huge amounts of data, I feel that you can use the data in a way that benefits people who are using these technology platforms. You can make people's lives easier.
You can see visual models of the Twitter lifecycle and find out more on Dr. Rahm's research tonight on Arizona Illustrated. It airs on PBS HD, Channel 6 at 6:30. I'm Luis Carrion, Arizona Public Media.